Welcome. Today we're discussing the fascinating evolution of TypeScript and its recent, shall we say, complications in the JavaScript world.
It's a real roller coaster, isn't it? From Kent C. Dodd's initial resistance to the current, well, mixed reception. I'm eager to unpack this.
Exactly. Remember 2017? Dodd's famously declared he'd never support TypeScript. Fast forward, he admits it's winning. Classic developer arc, right?
Haha, totally. But now, projects like Svelte, Drizzle, and Turbo are ditching TypeScript. What gives? After all that cannot read properties of undefined pain.
Well, DHH, the Ruby on Rails creator argues it's not the compiling but the type gymnastics polluting the codebase. And honestly, I get it. I'm working on a Svelte library and the hoops I jump through. My boss, bless his heart, would have my head if I didn't appease the TypeScript gods.
Type gymnastics, you say? So it's not all sunshine and rainbows in TypeScript land?
Not always. Strict mode can be demanding. And the Turbo GitHub? A total dumpster fire over this change. Developers mourning their now-dead TS contributions.
Oof, sounds messy. So where does that leave Svelte? They're ditching it too, right?
Yeah, but for different reasons. They're all about practicality. No compile step equals huge productivity boost. Think Svelte 5 and SvelteKit, already vanilla JS.
But doesn't that sound like a recipe for bugs? How do they manage without TypeScript's safety net?
JSDoc. They're leveraging JSDoc for type declarations and documentation within comments. It's actually quite clever. Still get IntelliSense and early bug catching.
So are we all ditching TypeScript then? Back to the wild west of JavaScript?
Whoa, hold your horses. For app building with SvelteKit or Next.js, TypeScript is still king. Seamless integration. JSDoc wouldn't be nearly as smooth.
I see, interesting. So it's all about the right tool for the right job. Makes sense. Anything else on the horizon for this TypeScript saga?
Well, there's a glimmer of hope. An ECMAScript proposal for native optional type annotations in JavaScript. Imagine TypeScript becoming obsolete.
Wow, that would be a game changer. Thanks for this insightful breakdown of the TypeScript landscape. It's certainly a dynamic world.
Absolutely. It's a constant evolution. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you on the next episode.
Goodbye.